Two salmon that were released into Columbia River years ago have finally returned home to their ancestral waters. Indigenous communities from the BC interior gathered at the headwaters of the Columbia River on September 26 to celebrate the historic return of two sockeye salmon that were tagged and released as juvenile fry in 2023, and just recently returned to the river. The project is part of Bringing the Salmon Home, an initiative launched by Te Na Ha, Sekapiemc and Siliks Okanagan First Nations, in partnership with federal and provincial governments, to help reintroduce salmon to their native waters. Our ancestors taught us that salmon are part of who we are. Their return signals hope, healing, and responsibility. We will continue advocating for the necessary resources until ultimate fish passage is secured and salmon once again thrive in the Upper Columbia, stated Te Na Ha Nation Occam Councillor Jason Andrew, in a news release. Over the course of 2 years, the fish completed an impressive journey to the Pacific Ocean and back, navigating a difficult course through a dozen major dams. Tracking showed that one of the fish had made its way upstream past Wells Dam in Washington State as of June 30, and the other swam through the nearby Rocky Reach Fishway on July 7. The Columbia River was once a spawning ground for one of the world's most prolific salmon runs, but downstream construction of the Grand Coulee Dam starting in 1939 blocked their migration and prevented them from returning. The Columbia River is over 2,000 kilometers long and runs through the East and West Kootenays on the way to the U.S. Nearly half of the river is located on the Canadian side of the border, emphasizing the important role local action plays in facilitating salmon reintroduction across borders. More recently, Canada and the U.S. have agreed to support the return of salmon to the Upper Columbia River through the modernized Columbia River Treaty Agreement in principle. Provincial and federal governments are providing further support to bringing the salmon home, funding the project through the British Columbia Salmon Restoration and Innovation Fund. This result confirms the success of collaborative reintroduction studies and the resilience of salmon life cycles once thought lost from these waters. This is a vital step in restoring salmon populations integral to the entire Pacific salmon ecosystem and communities, noted BC's Minister of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship Randine Neal.